Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here we go, it's Tom Lucy.
What a pleasure.
No, I was...
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Okay, here we go. You just look. Okay, you be the saxophone.
Okay. You be the saxophone? Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah, you can be the drums. France on the drums. Tom Lucy, you come in with the saxophone. Or whatever.
Sax solo.
Whatever.
Maybe I'll be the trumpet.
Can I be the drums then?
You be the drums. So we start with the drums, then we come and say, Tom Lucy on the drums.
Boom, tch. Boom, ch, boom, ch, boom, ch, boom, ch, boom, ch, boom, ch, boom, ch. Oh my God.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We are with one of our best buds, Tom Lucy, in the house.
Brup, brup, brup.
What's going on?
Okay. What's going on?
Sometimes I accidentally listen to part two first.
You're out of control, man.
I know.
Fucking hell. You want to slow down a bit.
Yeah.
You crazy cat. Hey, talking of crazy cats, I went on the old tube today.
Oh, yeah. Did you? Yeah, me too.
All the way from Oxford Circus.
I went all the way from Paddington.
Yeah. Okay. I can't imagine Jamie on the tube.
Well, imagine it, boy. It happened. He's
really weird. He talks to everyone.
Yeah. This happened. This happened.
So he's excited.
So
he's like, oh, do you want a picture?
It's because he walks on and no one claps when he gets on the tube. Guys?
No, what happened was...
And he wears one of those badges that says, please offer me your seat.
Yeah. baby on board.
He's like, are you disabled? No, I'm just famous.
I've been on E4.
As
seen on E4.
I actually want to as a dare. You're going to have to wear a badge
all day.
I'm
going to buy you a t-shirt that says, as seen on E4. You to wear all the time.
We'll do that. And if we lose a bet, I'll have to wear it for a day.
You'll
wear it anyway.
Wear that at that gig, we'll do.
That's great. Yeah, I'll do
that. As seen on E4.
Yeah, if you get me a t-shirt, I will wear it on
a t-shirt.
Actually, we should, we'll talk about that in a second. We should plug that. But I went on the tube, right? And I got on at Oxford Circus. And I obviously went down the wrong entrance or exit.
Okay.
That's unlike you, isn't it?
and I went down there and I got into the tube station and all of them, I couldn't get through because they were all the exits, which I didn't realise happened in that. So I had to go all the way up the stairs and go back down in the other one. And I went on the Bakerloo line.
How long did this take?
Took a while. But I went on the Bakerloo line, which is the brown coloured line. And it's what I think the rarest line that anyone uses.
Do you think?
Is it?
I think so.
No.
I would say the rarest. What is the rarest line?
I think the most popular line is the Northern line.
Or the Central line.
But I think the Northern line pips it a bit.
I was on the Northern line as well.
I mean, the DLR
changed.
Is pretty...
Surely it's Waterloo and City is the least popular one.
What colour is City?
That's the... What is it, Pete? Waterloo and City?
Blue, light blue.
Blue, light blue.
And the Waterloo...
The Waterloo.
The Waterloo.
How many times have you been on the tube?
A few times.
How many times? Less than 10?
No, not less than 10. I've been on a few, but I've worked out that it's so much quicker and it's just...
You're really late to the tube game.
No, it's so much quicker.
And the police don't give you any hassle for driving your bike
without
insurance.
You guys are aware that there's like an underground train in London.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I know. Yeah, yeah. And so I got on this, I got onto it and I then started, I had a conversation with someone... Which
that freaks people out on the tube. You can't start conversations on the tube.
No, this person started up with me. They went, oh, you look like you're in a rush. I went, oh, God, I am. I have to get to this podcast. And they went, oh, you do a podcast? I said, yeah. And I started talking about podcasts. I started talking about
podcast.
You. Spoke about you.
Yeah.
They didn't know you, but okay. I said, you should check him out, Tom Lucy. He's really good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, and then I tried... Actually, I didn't try to get you up on Instagram, but they had no signal.
Yeah.
Tube rookie, though.
So I had to do that thing where you go on and go, oh, don't worry, we'll... Try and find signal at some point.
I was on the tube maybe like a week ago with my cousin who's 5-6 years old. And you know how kids don't really have any filter when they talk to people? Mm. They don't really think what's appropriate. There was a tramp on the tube as well, sitting opposite us. And my 6-year-old cousin looked at him and went, "What happened to you?" Like a legitimate question, yeah. But not an appropriate question.
Yeah. What did
and
he
I was
say?
Like, "I'm really sorry," and he was like, "Oh, rude." He sort of mumbled something, and then we got off.
Hey, that's
earlier than we had to.
That's so funny. That
what happened to you?
The same, not the same thing, but I was my
he's asking himself the same question. I think
we have my niece. Well, not my niece. My nephew. They're in Bath together. So my nephew's whatever age, and. He was in the bath and...
Wait, they were in Bath?
My nephew and like a... I think it was like a
in
friend.
Bath or in the bath?
They were in the bath.
First you said in Bath and then you said they were in the bath.
They were in the bath together.
In Bath.
And they have a... And my nephew has a nanny, a very lovely nanny.
Of course.
And she's
it's
quite...
She's a
larger lady... And
I feel like this is dangerous territory. Yeah. I'm nervous about
no,
it.
What do you mean larger?
She's a larger
girl. Larger than life.
And anyway,
voluptuous.
So my nephew was in the car and he got to my sister. My sister was bothering with the nanny there and things like that. And my nephew reached out and tried to whisper in my sister's ear something. And my sister went, no, whatever you have to say, you can't, don't whisper it, you say it aloud. And so he turned to my sister and said, why is the nanny so fat?
Oh, God.
And she was in the room. And obviously...
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I feel like with kids...
Fat shaming.
Well, the kids, they're just so open and honest, which is quite a lovely way to be.
Brutal, though, isn't it?
So you're saying, though, when you're on the tube, you don't talk to anyone.
Do I talk to anyone on the tube?
Yeah.
Not unless I have to, no. No.
What do you mean? Do you not have a...
I can't even think of a situation where I'd have to talk to someone on the tube.
Have you never had one of those meet cutes on the tube, which is so lovely, where someone walks on and...
Meet cute.
A meet cute. Someone walks on and there's someone doing something silly.
A Made in Chelsea's random bumping?
No, it's not a bumping. They should do a scene on a tube on Made in Chelsea. That would be great.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you should... You
a bit unrealistic because you don't take the tube.
I do take the tube. You get on the tube.
You have to rent out the whole tube. An empty tube.
Get a load of extras. Do you mind just taking the tube today?
I got another... My tangents again. Spencer Matthews just had his show.
Is this the reality thing?
The reality show. Yeah. It's very funny and all these kind of things. And he on the show, he did a baby naming ceremony. And, you know, cameras are filming and stuff like this. And he was a bit worried that people weren't going to turn up. So he sort of just went around and invited quite a lot of people that some of them he didn't really know. And I turn up there and I was looking around. I went to Spencer, who are all these people? And he was like, oh, this and this. And then two nights before, he had had a boxing match, a charity boxing match, and got knocked out during the boxing match. And he had invited the guy who knocked him out. The guy was there and just like what, hugging him and stuff like
what
that.
What was the baby naming ceremony?
It's a baby. It's like a christening, but not quite a christening.
Like, what's it called?
A christening.
Shower? Baby. That's baby a different shower. Baby showers. Different.
But you have baby naming. Actually, in Ghana, they have a lot of baby naming ceremonies. They all just get smashed.
Oh, they
is
do,
that where you used to live?
Yeah,
Ghana.
But hang on, so these...
We always get back to Ghana, don't we?
We always do. But hang on, so on the tube, right, you ever had these moments, like these meet-cute moments, where you're sitting there and someone does something silly or something funny, and someone laughs on the tube and you laugh as well, and you both catch each other's eyes laughing, you have that moment between each other that's actually quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah, that's quite a lovely
moment. Quite a funny thing happened the other day. There was like really packed tube and there was another kid, talking of kids, just kids say the funniest things.
Yeah.
It should be a TV show.
Yeah, great, right? And there was a really packed tube, and just before the door shut, this kid put his head out of the tube into the platform and went, "All aboard!" Which I thought was really funny. I was the only one who laughed there. I thought that was very funny. All aboard!
Oh, I thought the door was shut on his head.
It's got to be an element of violence for Jamie to be involved. He'd love that if it took his head off.
Next time, Target, for the rest of the day, and Francis, whenever you get on the tube, as the tube's about to go, you have to go, all aboard!
All aboard!
No, not even that, just go, all aboard!
Or just bring your own whistle and stand on the platform. That would be great. Just whistle on the platform.
Oh. But they used to have someone who did that.
The big trunk.
I guess maybe it's more trains, isn't it? Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know if it's in the Metro or the Evening Standard, but they do a thing where people write about crushes they've had on the underground. Have you ever seen this thing?
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
So they write, there's a little column in the Metro. I think it's might be the Evening Standard.
It's like a mysterious column.
And it would say like, to the girl with the blue scarf on the Northern Line Tuesday morning. People they fancy on the tube, they write in this column. Yeah.
Oh my god, I love that idea.
Yeah, and they put their contact. I don't know.
Can you find out what that is?
It's a little thing, isn't it? Rush Hour Crush.
Rush Hour Crush.
Yeah,
because
sweet.
That's how the dating app.
That's how me and Francis met.
To the guy with ginger hair who's on the central line going all the way. Hey,
strawberry blonde.
Strawberry blonde. But
what would you describe it as?
Auburn.
Here we go. Look, the best of
my
the Metro's Rush Hour.
So Tom, why don't you read out?
Do you want me to read one?
Yeah, read one. Here we go.
Okay.
So explain what it is. What's it called?
So people write in to the Metro if they fancy someone on the underground. But maybe it's not even on the underground. It's just, this is in Manchester.
Oh, topical.
Okay, so it says, maybe this is what we discovered
it's
in Manchester.
It's where they invented the car and first recorded sound.
This is a good one. To the vagrant, drunken Richard Attenborough lookalike who staggered through the Northern Line train on Monday, staring quizzically at passengers while making cat noises. I gave you my number, but you thought it was money. I hope you didn't spend it. This is little things, like it's great.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Read another one.
It's really
one.
Cool, right?
I love all that. I just love the fact that...
To the gorgeous redhead in a flowery top on the Liverpool Street to Southend Victoria train. You're the only person I've seen vomit onto a train floor with such grace. Perhaps I can take you for a McDonald's. You'll be able to keep down next time. This says, from the Roger Federer lookalike with a receding hairline. It's great. You should write some of these, Jamie.
Loads. I love that. But do you know, this is what I like. So my sort of, I suppose my issue with life at the moment is
There we go. Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. My issue with life at the moment is that no one communicates with individuals anymore. No, everyone looks down at their phones. I was looking on the tube today. Everyone is on their phone. No one communicates. And I know
trying to talk to everyone.
Hello, all aboard.
What? You must have like such a psychopath.
I'm not getting any signal.
Lunatic. You sit down and hello to the guy next to you, but you had to shake his hand.
But I think has anyone? I
or
feel
when
like
you're on, when you're the only person in the carriage, and then someone comes and sits right next to you, that's weird.
Oh, yeah.
But what about Tom? Terrifying. Why don't we do this? Why don't we should try like it? We should do. I just feel like my problem is that people don't communicate. But stuff like this is great. It's that serendipity kind of like, you know, are we going to ever meet again? Like those moments you have with individuals. Yeah. I love all that. And I think that's been
you must be a big James Blunt, You're Beautiful fan, right? That's what that song's about.
I love that song.
He sees a girl on the tube.
Is that, does he see her on the tube? Is that
I'll
what it is?
I'll never see you again. Isn't that the last line? She gets off the tube.
See, but this is what's so amazing.
Sliding doors.
It's so amazing about life. And we've lost all that mystery in life. And I feel like I'll never be with you.
There you go.
I feel like we should try an experiment.
Okay.
We should try and do stand-up on a tube.
Okay.
Has that been done before?
It's probably not been done for a reason.
Has it
Have
done?
Have you tried it, Pete?
Peter's nodding his head.
Apparently it goes very badly.
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah.
It's a bit like when people start.
No, well, it's a bit like when people get on and play the accordion. Because, you know, like, I'm sometimes on a quiet train journey. Mm. I'm never thinking, do you know what this could really do?
You know,
a bit of accordion.
a vuvuzela.
Prompt-tune accordion.
Yeah.
And then also to be guilt-tripped into paying money for it.
It's nice because you're listening to recording on your headphones anyway.
Exactly.
So
I don't need
it. You just pop them off and listen to it live.
You're just drowning out my own accordion music.
The best of accordion on Spotify. Chilled accordion beats.
Hey, Tom, we also got to get into that. So you are going on tour in April.
Yes.
Firstly, where are you going and what's it all about?
It's in April, May, June. It's going to be
summery. It's actually lovely weather today. It's
really
hot by now.
It's beautiful, right? It's going to be
outdoor tour?
Right, it's all outdoor. it's a tour of parks. It's unofficial tour of
overground
local
tube
local spaces.
I love that as you laughed, you just spat as well.
You spat on me.
Sorry, I can't help it.
You're like the guy on the tube.
Make me sick.
So you're doing it for 3 months.
It's spread out. It's only like 6 or 7 dates for over 3 months. Yeah.
Why
cool.
only 6 or 7? You're teasing us.
Because it's my first ever tour. It's kind of a small thing. There's going to be some more in the autumn, but this is just 6 or 7.
And what places can we find it? What venues are you going to?
Brighton, London, Birmingham, Guildford, Edinburgh, Glasgow. That's at the moment, and then there's going to be some more.
See you at
honestly, if you
Guildford.
If you are free one night, if you're looking for a
they're all
real,
on my website.
Yeah, go to tomlucy.com. Tomlucy.com. If you really want
join
to
join the
go,
mailing list.
Have a real giggle and a real laugh. Go and watch him because he honestly, and you always find this, you know, with a lot of some comedians, right? Mm. Is it true? Some comedians are not funny outside of their job. She's in. They write funny, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes they're not like you're the double threat. I was about to say triple threat.
Triple threat.
You're the double threat.
I'm a triple threat.
You're a triple threat. You're funny.
On
and then
stage,
you're funny on stage.
Off stage.
Funny looking.
And I've got a knife. Yeah. Triple threat.
But you are. Are you going to do one? Are you going to do one?
Really good. Someone says someone else's joke. They go on stage, they go, I'm what we call in the industry a triple threat because I sing, I dance, and I've got a knife. I can't remember whose joke that is. It's so funny.
That is very funny.
I've got a knife.
But are you not going to do a London date?
Yeah, there's a big London Leicester Square Theatre, which is quite a big place in London.
That's huge.
Yeah,
that's
3rd massive. Of May.
And you? Is it just you?
Yeah.
Shit, sweet. That's a big one.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be there.
What seater is it? How many?
I don't know. How many is the Leicester Square Theatre? It's like
500, 600.
Yeah, yeah. 500, 600.
Jeez,
it's
man.
It's the biggest show I've done on my own. So yeah.
Mate, this is
It'd
huge.
Be great. Yeah, I think it'd be fun. Cool.
hey, listen, I'm super proud of you. I feel like this is...
Are you going to come?
100%. Yeah. I swear to God. You know, and on that note, what we should say is that you've got a charity night.
Yeah, let's also plug that. Will this go out before March 4th?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. So March 4th, Monday, March 4th, if you live in London, I'm hosting a big comedy night for Barnardo's at the Comedy Store.
I saw that on your Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Great. Some people who've been on the podcast before, Rhys James, London Hughes,
mm-hmm.
Tom Rosenthal, have you had him on?
Yeah, he's very funny.
Yeah, he's doing it. Yeah, it'd be great. And maybe Jamie Lang.
This is true.
If you say it now, you have to do
it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to do my first ever 5 minutes of stand-up.
I mean, that is cool. Enough reason to come just for that.
Monday, the 4th of March at the Comedy Store, Tom Lucy's
so
night.
Huge.
It's all for charity.
This is huge.
It's going to be great. You're either going to see me fall flat on my face or it's going to be all right. I'm going to get through it, whatever
It'll
happens.
It'll be great because those charity nights are always really like... touch wood. No one does badly.
I did a charity night last night.
Oh, really?
It was great, actually. Yeah,
Where was that?
In Clapham.
Great. Yeah. Did it go well?
Yeah. Charity gigs always go well. Yeah, everyone's really like...
No one gets booed off at a charity gig.
Oh, yeah. You wait.
You'd have to be so badly to get booed off at a charity gig.
Booed off the stage would just be the most horrendous thing. No, but honestly, man, like, I think that's it. You know,
how do you think Jamie would do in the gong?
Oh, you should do the gong as well.
What is the gong?
Once a month at the Comedy Store, they have a thing called the gong show.
What's that?
Which is how I started, which is where anyone can get up and perform, and all you have to do is survive 5 minutes. So you get on stage, the timer starts behind you, and you have to do 5 minutes. And if the audience think you're shit...
I thought they can gong at any time.
They can. So they give three people in the audience cards.
Oh, no, that's a different one.
And when they
one.
All raise their cards, they gong you off. So if you survive 5 minutes, then you beat the gong.
Oh, my God, brutal. That's intense.
But it's really... People shout and scream. It's really brutal. But
and so it's basically just survival.
Yeah, you just have to do 5 minutes.
You've got to grab their attention.
And they go boo if it's bad.
Yeah, I've seen people. When I did it a couple of times when I started, I remember seeing this lady got up and she went, American lady, and she went, "I'm so excited to be here. I've come from Boston just for tonight." And it was like gone straight away. 11-hour flight. I'm so excited. Gong. It's just amazing. So much fun.
But there's another one in Greenwich or something where you get like...
Up the creek. Yeah, the blackout.
Like a grace period or something. Maybe they give you two minutes.
Yeah. It's called the blackout, the one in Greenwich. And if they turn all the lights off, like you blackout. If they don't like you, they just turn the mic and all the lights off.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you just leave in silence.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Really good fun. Yeah.
I love all this.
Do the charity one first.
I will. To all of you listeners who are listening right now, not only go to Tom Lucy's website, tomlucy.com, and go and buy tickets for his talk. It's going to be amazing. 4th of March, I'm going to do my first ever stand-up gig.
This is so great.
5 minutes under Tom Lucy's leadership.
Under
his wing. There's going to be
I'll look after you.
Listen, you're not just going to come there and watch me fall flat on my face, but you're going to watch other comedians do some successful stuff like Tom, Rhys James, people like that. It's going to be amazing. Comedy Store, 4th of March. Be there or be square, people.
That's how you sell.
Can you buy tickets now?
That's how you sell a gig. Yeah, it's on sale now, yeah.
It's on sale now. Yeah. Probably sold out by the time.
Almost done. Almost sold out, so get on it.
For a good cause.
Hey, right, Francis.
All for a good cause.
We need to have the answer to the question of the week.
So the answer... to the question of the week, which you may find surprising. I don't know. It depends on your how highly you hold the Manchester scientific scene.
Pretty highly.
In regard.
Pretty highly.
I think about it a lot.
It's one of the things I respect the most. The Manchester science scene.
Yeah. Well, and the city line.
Yeah, I respect it hugely.
It is a matter of public record that it is a great scientific scene up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But... they also split the first atom in
Manchester. I would never have guessed that.
Ernest Rutherford.
That's big though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very big.
That's quite a big deal.
I would never have guessed that. You could have given me 1,000 guesses.
Even if I said atom,
even 1,000.
Atomic.
No, nothing. You could have said atomic kitten and I wouldn't have got it.
Let's make like an atom and split.
I would have gone cat.
Also, it's like we saw the very funny, hilarious, and he's been on the podcast, Ivo Graham, on the weekend just after Francis did his gig at the Ned. And he was talking, he does a stand-up about going on Go Ape, which is that thing. It's very funny.
Yeah.
And there's a very funny moment where he points to the crowd, someone in the crowd says, "And what does every Go Ape have?" And the guy goes, "Strings?" And he went, "No, a B Corp system." And he says, "If you'd got that right, that would have been amazing."
I saw him do that like two nights ago as well.
He's very funny.
He's about to have a baby.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's pregnant.
Like any day now.
He's still gigging.
He's pregnant.
Tom, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks so much, guys.
Dude, honestly, every single time I see you, every single time I hear your name, every single time someone speaks about you, it fills my heart with little butterflies. I really do just love you. I really do, man. You're hilarious.
Likewise.
Go and get tickets to your tour.
And me?
To your tour.
Go and get tickets to your tour.
Go and buy tickets.
I'll be there. The one thing I can be sure of is that I'll be there.
So now when people come up to you and say, "Tom, I heard you on Private Parts. It was a great episode." And you'll be like, "Which one?
Which one?"
Because I just did two.
Yeah, the new one.
Are you the first person to do two?
Or the original?
No, we've had recent Adam.
Oh, yeah, done two. Right. Actually, Adam Hess was he was headlining my gig last night, but I didn't see.
So do we have time to talk a little bit about Francis stand-up?
Let's do it.
How many gigs have you done?
18.
Okay, is this all since I was last on?
September. I did my first gig in December.
So yeah, it's all been since then.
Yeah, since then. Yeah. So December, January.
Wow.
February.
It's quite nice to do gigs, I suppose, in summertime. Wintertime, it's a bit gloomy, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
It's a bit nicer. Everyone's a bit happier, drinking a bit more like...
Although comedy's kind of like a vampire thing.
Yeah,
it has to be done in the dark, really.
You want people to want to not be outside.
Yeah. It always feels weird to gig when it's daylight. That always feels odd.
Oh, we should turn it into, a Shakespeare... What is it where they used to do things outside?
An amphitheatre.
That's it.
No, but I think I'm doing...
All over it.
I think they're doing some festival or something like that.
Edinburgh?
No, I don't know. No, doing festivals outside.
Sorry? I'm thinking of doing Glastonbury.
Are you going to do that?
Latitude Festival, my friend.
Yeah.
Hey, look, everyone. Tom, thank you so...
I might do Edinburgh, I'm not sure.
Do you want to do March 4th as well?
I actually have a gig on March 4th, but depending on what time, I could do a double header.
Great.
Yeah.
Huge.
I think it's been booked up. Can I start?
Got a packed diary.
Are you sure I can do the 4th of March?
Yeah. I'm in charge of it.
Okay, good. So you sure? You're not going to suddenly go, "Oh shit, I made a mistake."
No, it'd be fun. It'd be great.
Sick. I got to start writing. Oh,
what are you going to do?
Oh, you wait.
You're going to do the...
Just do one story. 5 minutes will be like, it'll go quickly.
Well, 2 minutes of it will be cheering for me. And
I've got
3 minutes to make them
three
laugh.
3 minutes will be booing. So you'll be fine. You'll come on and say something outrageous and just get booed off.
Tom, Lucy,
you're like this. The gig the other day, there was a guy hosting and he came on. And he was chatting to the audience, and there's a girl in the front, and he said, "What's your name?" And she said, "Madeline." And he went,
"Oh no, know where it's going."
And he went, "We've been looking for you." And the whole audience just started like going, "Ooh," and I was like, this is too much. I mean, not the way to start a gig. That's the sort of thing I can imagine you saying.
But what a way to finish the podcast. Tom Lucy, go to his website, tomlucy.com, get his tickets. Come check us out on the 4th of March Comedy Store. Tom, as you know, please leave us with something inspirational.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this. What could I leave you with? I don't know. We could do another little band jam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great. Let's just end it with that.
Boom, boom, ch. Boom, boom, ch. Boom, boom. Boom boom.
Oh, boom, 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 boom. See you next week, peeps. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.